You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We have a Josh on the phone. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
Hello.
The best part about this is that our producer, Josh, wrote on the screen, Josh, but not me.
Good. I'm glad he clarified.
It's really good.
That would have been weird.
Really good. Josh on the phone, what are you up to today? What are you doing?
Laundry, getting stuff ready for the girls to get off from school, dance, all that fun stuff.
Dad, wow. Dad on duty, man.
Laundry.
That's good that somebody trusts you with the laundry.
Right? I know.
I'm only allowed to do towels and my own things.
Yeah, but you set it up that way, didn't you?
No, I didn't. It's not like the one of those cliche, like, oh, I'm going to ruin thousands of dollars worth of laundry, so I never have to do it again. No, but I've messed up. I've shrunk a few things that I shouldn't have put in the dryer, and I'm now on towels.
I'm coming at this, the conversation, from a different angle, Josh. It's that I was just thinking about it when I was doing laundry the other day, of how fortunate I am that my washer and dryer are now officially 17 years old. And still, where's the wood for me to knock off? Still going strong with no problems whatsoever.
Beautiful. Whew.
Beautiful.
I mean, that doesn't sound like America today, does it?
No.
No.
It doesn't.
Yeah. So, anyway. All right, let's play Rattle. What do you do for a living? Oh, you're a stay-at-home dad, right?
Well, no, I work at Safeway, but this is my day off.
Gotcha.
Oh, right on.
All right.
We like
Safeway.
What
do you do at Safeway?
I work as a front-end manager, so I run the front-end checkers, all that fun stuff.
He's working that front-end. Ooh, yeah, girl. What location?
Up in Conifer.
Oh, that's a nice Safeway.
Yes, sir.
Well done, buddy.
From down the hill up to our Safeway, so it's nice.
I know, that's a really nice Safeway.
I think we can all agree that some of us will go out of our way, even if there is a particular grocery store that's closer, we will go out of our way a little bit to one that's
I do, yes.
Yeah.
I have a choice between two different ones, and I go to the nicer one.
Smart.
Yep.
Smart. You know, being a front-end manager also, how often are you having to interview people? Like, once a week, you've got to go through that?
Thankfully, that's somebody else's job. It's more of the training and them getting up to speed and helping solve problems. Not
gotcha.
As much hiring, thankfully.
Okay. Because is there a lot of turnover in the grocery store business? I would imagine there is.
Especially up front, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Especially up front. A lot of things happening up front. Go in the back, things are fine. But up front, it's a mess.
How are things in the back these days, Josh?
What's going on in the back?
Oh, it's quiet back there. They don't get to talk to any customers. So they just hang out and do their job.
Yeah, they're just stalking.
Yeah. Yeah,
you should have been a back end manager instead of a front end manager. Although, which one pays more?
I won't say.
Well, the front end's going to pay more than the back. Come on.
Yeah, there's a little more pay in the front. Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. All right, let's play some rattle off. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
10 seconds. Got to rattle off 5 of these in 10 seconds. And for everybody else who's on hold, if Josh wins this, don't hang up because we still want to talk to you. Of course, we said that yesterday and everybody hung up.
They bailed.
Which really hurt our feelings.
They got scared.
Jane, Brandon, Tess, and Dave. There, we've called you out. No hanging up. Of course, Josh might not get this either.
Yeah.
10 seconds. Give us 5 different package delivery services. Companies that do package delivery. Give us 5 of them. Ready? And go!
FedEx, UPS, Postal Service, Amazon. Oh, man. I don't know the other one.
Yeah.
There's several more. DHL.
Is DHL still around? Yeah.
DHL.
Okay.
DHL. There's 5.
What about the ones that deliver to your grocery store?
Like 7-Up? They don't deliver packages, though.
No, but I mean, would you consider those companies like, what's that, USA Foods or something like that? Would you consider that?
Probably not.
No?
No. All right, well, I tried.
I appreciate it.
Listen, we have really enjoyed talking to you. Good luck with your laundry today, my friend, okay?
Thank you, sir. Have a good day, guys.
See you later.
You too. Thank you very much.
I was thinking about your laundry during that talk. Is that weird?
You're thinking of my laundry?
You and your laundry in 17 years. It's just you, though, right?
What do you mean?
Is your wife using the washer and dryer?
What do you think she does? You think she like
I'm
does
thinking,
it on a
well, then you move. Did
outside?
You move it? Did you took the washer and dryer with you? Obviously.
Yeah.
So for years and years and years, it was just you using it, though. One
this
person, like once a week. That's
this
why they've
true.
Lasted for so long.
For the last 5 years, it's been a family, but it, for the first
yeah,
12 years,
that's
it was
why.
Just me.
That's why you're getting some mileage out of it. I was trying to figure out why they were lasting you so long.
Yeah, because it just doesn't
they
sound
tank,
like, does
like
it?
Within 4 years usually anymore.
Well, now don't say that, because it's been four or five since she's been using it.
Yeah, you're due. They'll be dead soon.
And I got to tell you something. She had brand new washer and dryer.
Mm-hmm.
And those were the ones that we sold rather than mine.
Oh, yeah.
Because I said, these are brand new. They'll break within 2 years. Mine have got a track record.
And you slapped your hand down on the lid and say, these babies are still running.
And they're still running.
It's pretty
plus,
cool.
If you think about it, if you're going to sell, you're going to get more for
the newer ones
than I would have for trying to sell a 12-year-old washing machine.
Yep.
Have we pretty much...
What'd you roll that money into? What'd you sell those old...
You
want to know
what we used?
What'd you roll that money into?
We put it into moving a baby grand piano 1,400 miles.
There you go. Money well spent then.
Go ahead and price that out.
Don't
want to
do it. Don't
want to
do it.
Moving a baby grand.
I'd roll that thing right out in the street and let it go.
I love that thing, man. I don't even play. Jane, do you have a piano in your house?
No, I don't. Never
played.
No.
Yeah, I don't either. But, you know, Gretch is, she's practically a concert pianist. I mean, she's so good. And she teaches. I love it. It's a damn work of art in that front room. It looks so beautiful.
You don't want to catch somebody putting a glass on it or something at a party.
No, don't. No, no. No. Put a coaster on there.
Yep.
Do you play any instruments, Jane?
Oh, in high school, I played the clarinet, but really only just 1 year. Wasn't a big fan.
That's it. Gave it up.
Who was the big clarinet player? Was that Benny Goodman or somebody like that?
Kenny
ago?
G, right? Or is that
Kenny
a sax?
G?
Is that a saxophone?
Oh, that
no,
is
he's
some
a
sort.
Saxophone. Yeah, Benny Goodman.
But it's a different kind of sax, isn't it?
It's a saxophone that looks like a clarinet.
Yeah, I don't think it's a true saxophone.
He's playing tricks on us with
Kenny
his musical
G
instrument.
He plays...
What is it?
The
skinny
Selmer
sax.
Mark VI soprano
I was
alto and tenor saxophone.
Say that.
He has his own line called the Kenny G saxophones.
Well, as he should.
Why did I think he played like a flugelhorn?
Who plays
or something
the clarinet?
Like that?
There's got to be somebody more recent that plays a mean clarinet. Yeah, somebody
famous
within the past like 10 years.
I said Benny. It was Benny Goodman. Artie Shaw. Yeah,
nobody's
recently
picking up the clarinet, huh?
Sharon Cam and Pee Wee Russell.
Mozart's. It says Mozart played the clarinet. Pee Wee
no,
Russell.
No, he did not.
That's what it says
he
on this little Google. And
Mozart
Woody Allen?
Played. Oh, yeah, Woody Allen. That's right.
There's the most recent one.
Whatever. Let's talk about
nobody
something
else. Cares.
Jane, what do you do for a living?
I'm a nurse.
Thank
okay
you.
What kind?
You.
Doing what?
I work at a hospital. I'm one of the coordinators of a intermediate care unit. So
intermediate care.
Well, thank you for doing that. That sounds extremely important.
What qualifies as intermediate care?
It's a step down from the ICU, but not quite ready to go to a regular floor.
Oh.
Okay. You're like the middleman.
Okay.
Middleman. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Very good. What hospital?
St. Joseph.
St. Joe.
Very nice.
Good. All right. Well, you ready to play some rattle off with your boys?
22 years.
Wow.
Whoa.
Do you think that when you leave that they'll give anything kind of special?
Yeah, they usually have a pretty nice little party for you.
Little party, and they take all those rubber gloves and blow them up and make balloons out of them. And...
well,
good.
Yeah. I mean, if you make it to like 25 years, I hope you're getting more than cake.
Yeah. They do a nice spread. But no, like monetary.
Is it like a potluck?
You know, hospitals aren't the best at like that many gifts or anything like that. So
it's kind of you don't want to celebrate in front of patients and stuff, you know.
I can tell you, there's some people upstairs who are making some good bucks, Jane. I guarantee you.
Yeah,
well,
that's where the parties are happening.
You know what I'm saying?
But you don't want to be down in the ICU, you know, having cake.
Some of those surgeons are walking in making an awful lot of bank.
Gotcha. They have a lot of loans to pay off, though, too.
Well, that's true. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Your letter is Z. Z as in the last letter of the alphabet. We need five words that begin with the letter Z. Five words that start with Z. Ready and go.
Zoo, Zulo, or Zulu, zebra, Xanadu, and...
No.
Xanadu is actually an X.
That's an X. Zipper?
Oh, there's Zoom. Yeah, Zoom.
Zoom. Gosh.
Who's Zooming who?
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. Well, I can tell you this. We enjoyed talking to you.
I enjoyed talking to you, too. Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Have a great day, Jane.
I will. Okay, thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Next up is Brandon. Hi, Brandon. Good morning.
Morning.
Hello.
What are you up to today?
Just driving to see my first patient.
What do you do?
Patient.
Physical therapy.
PT.
What are you going to be working on with them? What do they got? What do they need the PT for? Arm, foot, shoulder?
So I'm a neuro specialist, so I work with primary Parkinson's disease.
Man, another good human. Holy cow, dude.
Man, oh man.
Thank you for doing that.
We need a cure for that damn disease.
No joke.
We need it soon.
Brutal, right?
We're trying. We are trying.
Yeah. Such a sad, sad situation. Thank you for doing what you do, man.
Very much. I would tell people, you know, if you're going to be coming up to the end of the year and you're thinking of places that you want to make your, you know, tax-deductible donations to, keep the Parkinson's research people in mind because that is a heartbreaking illness. What do you do for fun, Brandon?
I'm a Colorado native, man, so everything outdoors.
Yeah, you're an outdoorsy guy?
Oh, yeah. Hiking. I've been getting into cornhole a lot lately.
Right on. I love cornhole, buddy.
It's great, man. Want to be on the ACL league here soon.
Do you?
I was going to say, we were laughing the other day about the tournaments that they have and how much money some of these guys are making, men and women, playing cornhole.
You can watch it on ESPN. It's crazy.
Getting there.
Good for you, man. Do you have your own bags?
I do. Bags and boards, man.
Do you really?
BYOB. Yep.
That's funny.
Yes, sir. But ski season's coming here, too, so I'll have to trade off.
Yeah. Right. Good for you, man.
Where do you like to go? What's your favorite spot to go shush?
So typically I'm down in Castle Rock, so there's a group called the Dads of Castle Rock. We have a little league that we set up, and then when that's not in, we go to the Eagles Club.
No, but I'm talking about skiing. What's your favorite resort to go to?
Breckenridge.
You need to combine skiing and cornhole somehow.
Dude, figure it out. Let's
set
do it.
The boards up on the slope, and as you're going by, you got to toss your sack at them.
Wait a minute. What's that Olympic thing where they do the, you know, the snow?
The
cross country and then the gun? You need to do cross country and cornhole.
And cornhole.
That would be awesome.
It would be awesome. Make it happen,
Brandon,
with your Dads of Castle Rock.
Set it up, buddy.
$1 million idea right there, buddy.
Right there.
Get her done.
Cross cornhole.
Yes.
Nice.
Cross country cornhole. Hey, what are the some other things that the Dads of Castle Rock do? This little goofy group you have.
Drink.
We like to go out and just help the community as much as we can.
Oh, look at that, Dom. He's helping the community. They're not drinking.
What up with that? He's a liar.
How do you help the community?
Help the community.
How do you do that?
So a lot of times we'll do fundraisers and stuff. So families that have tragic things that have happened to them, you know, we'll raise some money and help the family out to get through that time.
That's very kind of you.
We do a little adopt the highway type stuff.
Wow.
A bunch of little things to help out Castle Rock.
Look at that, Dom.
You know,
don't you feel bad now that you said they just sit around and drink?
They do drink. They sit around and drink most of the time in between doing good deeds.
What a
for
rude
humanity.
Thing to say.
You know, Brandon, I used to live in, I lived for a few years in Castle Rock, so.
And Dom didn't help anybody when he was up there.
I didn't help a damn soul while I was there.
Well, you know.
He was up high on the ridge. He just looked down his nose at the other communities.
I was up there
he was on Diamond Ridge.
I was in Diamond Ridge, man.
Oh,
I was just
He looked down.
What are you saying?
You were one of those execs throwing the great party at the hospital, right?
Oh, my God. Yes, sir. I did throw some badass parties at that house. That's where I first kind of bonded with Jeremy ever.
Something happened that night where we jacked up your floors, if I recall, because everyone was sliding across the floors, right?
Yeah, we were doing that thing on wood floors. We were running in our socked feet and seeing how far we could slide. But we had had a lot of alcohol in us. And as I recall, we were putting thongs on our heads.
Well, one of us was.
TMI, gentlemen, TMI.
It was Dom.
Oh, it's not? Oh, come on, Brandon.
Dom had a thong on his head, and we ruined his wood floors.
And we ruined the wood floors.
See, should have played cornhole.
I do. There's a lot about Castle Rock that I miss, though. It was a fun little community. Although, since I moved almost 20 years ago, and I'll tell you this, man, it has... Talk about exploding in size.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yep. Yeah. I do love Castle Rock, though.
God. Castle Rock's fun. Good people down there. I used to call it Kegger City. That was my nickname because it used to just be a place where people had a bunch of keggers. And then suddenly all the money started moving down there and it got a little, you know, hoity-toity or whatever.
Yeah, Castle Pines became too expensive, so they moved to Castle Rock.
That's right. All right, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Since you're such a good human, you should really enjoy this one. 10 seconds, five different things one might steal from a hotel room. Five things someone might steal from a hotel room. Ready, and go!
Soap, shampoo, bathrobes, towels, sheets, pillows.
And hookers.
Leftover Coke.
And leftover cocaine.
I was talking about pop, man.
Of course he was. This is Brandon we're talking to. He's never had a. He's never.
He does a lot for the community.
He's never had a drug or a drop of alcohol across his lips.
Oh, he got them all, didn't he? He got it.
Well, it depends on if you're going to allow soap and shampoo, which they just give you.
I know, but.
Now, if you're taking that dispenser that they put in the shower and you're stealing that,
yep.
Which sure. I guess we would have to technically count.
Who doesn't steal that, man?
Brandon, you cannot talk. You are Mr. Angel.
We're trying to puzzle this out for you, buddy. I'm on your side, so shut up.
Just sit there and think pleasant, good to humanity thoughts for a moment.
Yeah. Jeremy, think about all the litter you're going to be picking up this weekend.
Yeah, right.
I want to give it to him.
Well, it's not a matter of wanting to.
The thing is,
he said soap and shampoo, which normally they just give away, but they do have built-in
They've
dispensers.
They've got the ones on the walls now.
There are some jerks who steal those.
So I want to give it to him.
I'm going to say Brandon is
winner.
A winner.
Winner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your enthusiasm. I love it.
And you won. Go brag to everyone else in Dad Squad, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It'll definitely be on the post.
Nice.
Yeah, but you got to credit Dom and Jeremy.
Do you have a newsletter that goes out or something?
On there.
Facebook page.
All right. Put on your Facebook page. I won from Dom and Jeremy on Mix 100 this morning, and I'm a good human. Put all of that in one
You got
text.
It.
All right, buddy.
All right, listen, stand by. Don't go away.
Okay.
Because Josh wants to come back and visit with you. Here's Tess, who's continued to hold because we love her. Tess, we had to give it to him. Don't you agree?
I think that was the best idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't want him mad at us.
No.
It was either Brandon or the nurse. They both deserve it way more than I do.
Are you not a good human?
Are you a bad human?
No, I'm a good human, but I don't save people's lives, so they deserve it.
Well, what do you do?
And if I had... I do landscape design. So if I had one, I would have asked you to give it to them anyway.
Yeah, we wouldn't have given it to you for landscape design.
No.
Anybody can lay rock.
I can't.
Anybody can play with flowers. Yeah.
No, I can't. Yeah. I hire that work done. I would hire you, Tess.
Oh, it's okay.
How long you been doing that?
She doesn't want to. She doesn't want the job. What's this?
22 years. No, I'm good. Yep.
What's the craziest thing somebody's requested to put in their yard?
Ooh, good question. A full sand and boulder Zen garden, like a Japanese garden.
Ooh.
Where you take a rake and you meditate. Yeah.
That's pretty cool, actually.
That's really cool.
Stapleton. It was cool. Sure, it was cool.
She's like, yeah, a lot of those rocks were heavy, huh?
Yeah, it was, it just gets messy again. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't you like That's putting all. In the water features, Tess?
I absolutely do not do water features, but I think they're beautiful.
Yeah, they're a lot of work.
You know, the funny thing is, when I lived in that house in Castle Rock, I had a water feature. But the problem is, Jeremy, as you recall, it was in the front of the house because it had a, like a little circular
drive. Yeah, I remember that.
And it had a fountain thing and a little pond.
It was the cherub. He had the cherub there that was peeing.
I wish. But it was in the front. And I was like, whoever built the house, I was like, that's a horrible design. You want your water feature in the back where you hang out.
No, but then you can't show it off to your neighbors. It's a pretentious thing to have to show off to your neighborhood.
Show off, schmo off.
That's what it's there for.
You couldn't even see it from the street. It's dumb. Put your water features in the back where people hang out. That's all I have to say about that.
You got that, Tess?
I would agree with put your water features where you're going to be hanging out, not in front.
Well, then I want one in my living room.
Yeah. Not a bad idea. Don't you like those things like they have in some waiting rooms, doctor's offices, where it's the little water
fountain
that pours down the wall?
It's supposed to be relaxing. And,
it is.
That's pretty.
I like those. Is that trashy to do that?
Within your home?
Yeah.
I think it's your own personal preference, and then it's also your interior designer, whoever that may be. It's whatever they guide you to.
But, Tess, you don't have to be politically correct here, and you don't have to kiss
just
our
say
butts.
No.
If you think it's trashy, say, Dom, that's trashy.
I don't believe it's trashy. I think it's whatever makes you happy.
And who's hiring interior designers?
I have no idea. Not me.
Nobody, Tess. And there's Dom raising his hand up on Diamond Ridge again. He had a water feature. He was living on Diamond Ridge. He had a landscaper. He had an interior designer.
There you go.
He also had somebody that held it for him while he peed.
Okay. I'm going to go to work now.
I like Thanks to say that I'm I like to say I'm stimulating the economy.
Yeah.
Tess, are you really hanging up? I hope you have a great day.
We like you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We like you too. Bye.
Call us again. Okay, bye. Well, she couldn't get off the phone fast
enough. She could not wait to get off the phone as soon as you said that.
I know.
It's just like switch was thrown. She went from being
she's
our best
like,
friend to
my ears.
I don't ever want to talk to you guys again. Thanks a lot, Jer.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Tess. Well,
and then Dave's been holding forever. Dave, we're out of time. Have a great day, okay, buddy? Just kidding. Dave, I'm just kidding.
Dave.
Dave, are you there?
No.
Dave. Dave.
Oh, Dave, hello. We've talked to you before.
Dave.
Yes, you have.
Yeah. What are you doing today, Davey boy?
Well, just the usual. I live in a senior facility.
I recall. I remember talking to you.
Yeah.
You're the man. We like you. You're a good guy.
You were the guy who told us that you were getting kind of freaky deaky in that senior center, weren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Attaboy.
We're never going to forget that.
You have a reputation there.
Mm-hmm.
It's confining, and I go to exercise and bingo and all that sort of stuff.
Good, man.
Let me ask you something. What is it that you like about our show?
Just the way you guys talk to people.
Yeah.
Well, apparently Tess didn't like the way we talked to her.
I made a pee-pee joke, though.
And I like Rattle Off.
Good.
It's a fun game, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
How's the food at your community?
Terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
Does anyone ever sneak food in for you?
Yes, my daughter does.
You got
what does she bring
daughter.
You?
Pardon?
What does she bring you?
Oh, all kinds of stuff. Hamburgers, chicken, roasted potatoes, whatever, corn.
Yum.
Good.
I want her to bring us some food.
Let me ask you one other question because we got to go here in a second, Dave. But let me ask you one other thing about staying at this retirement center. Do you maybe have your eye on another lady there at the retirement center?
Yes, I do. I made friends last week.
Uh-huh. Is that code for something?
Yes, it is, Jeremy. It's totally code.
What's the young lady's name?
Oh, I don't think I should give you
that. Don't want to kiss and tell?
He doesn't kiss and tell.
No.
No, no, no. But I figured
that's
he had his
sweet.
Eye
that's
on
really
somebody.
Cute, though. I'm glad you found somebody.
Yeah, good for you,
man.
She
invited me to dance with her.
doing the jitterbug, huh?
Are you pretty good at cutting the rug?
No, terrible.
Terrible, just like the food.
Just like me.
He dances like the food there.
<That's funny>.
You're like the pot roast of dancers, man. Dave, we couldn't love you more than we do, buddy. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling, okay?
Thank you.
All right,
see
you,
buddy.
Davey.
You have a great day.
What a good guy.